So hello, 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 hello. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me live today. Well, it's not live, it's recorded, but you're joining me with one of the people who helped me get my start as an author in Silicon Valley. And I'm just beyond blessed. She has a great history of television. She's a media coach. She can help you get the word out. So joining me today is Janice Edwards. Janice, how are you today?
Erica, I'm great, and it's so wonderful to connect with you. You are truly the happiness maven, as I and I remember the great times that we had on set on my show, Signature Silicon Valley, and Janice Edwards TV Bay Area Vista, and to connect with you as a friend, and to connect with you now on your show. First of all, congratulations. This is phenomenal.
So exciting.
Yes, you have such a great spirit, and I'm so glad that you are sharing this with others.
You know, what shows up for me right away to ask is if someone is afraid to go on TV or they're afraid to be interviewed, what I'm getting is so many people are like scared to tell their story, like they don't think they're good enough or they don't think their story is, you know what I mean, newsworthy. What can you say to someone who's kind of like just a little bit like on the fence about telling their story?
Well, first of all, I totally understand that. And what I would say is a lot of times people feel that it's asking people to look at them in a way that seems like it's selfish or conceited. But I think one of the things that's really important to consider is the service that someone is doing with sharing their story. The other thing is, and we're celebrating this today, being reconnected and looking at everything we've all been through over the last few years, we have made decisions about how to navigate our lives. And sharing that with someone else can be of such great benefit. So it's a gift. And that many times people feel like, well, I don't know if this is interesting. And sometimes you can talk with friends, family members, or sometimes it's even people who don't know you as well, but you share a little bit about something in your heart. And you know how they say that people may not remember what you say, but they'll remember how you made them feel?
Right.
Sharing your story, sharing what is important to you, will resonate with those for whom it is also important.
Yeah, I really want to, I feel so passionate about this, honestly, like it's one of my deep life passions. And that is really to take the time to write things down, like take the time to journal, take the time to write out your goals or your inspirations. I do this thing where I do a future prophesizing where I say every few months I'll do it and I'll say, it is now September. I am living in blah, blah, blah. Like, like I love that whole thing of writing things down. And I know that you sometimes help people with that. So maybe help, like if you see your own clients get blocked, what kind of helps them get freed up?
Yes. Well, what I do is, and I have on my website, a free gift, and it's called The 5 Keys to Being the Star in the Reality Show of Your Own Life.
Because I love it.
No matter what we're doing. And the first thing that I coach my clients to do is connect to your passion and purpose. What is really important to you? And the reason that we start there is because there's so many things that demand our attention. And there's so many things we have to do, but then there are things that we really want to do and love to do. So you connect to that. And then after you connect to that, then we work on crafting your message. I do deep dives with my clients, and sometimes we'll start with, where did you grow up? What did you think you'd be when you grew up? How close is what you're doing now aligned, closely aligned with what you thought you'd be doing?
Because it helps. Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I wanted to like manage bands.
Really?
Yeah. I used to hang out. I was so blessed. Like I was always getting invited to recording studios. Like, I don't know. Like, right. Who does that? Right. Erica does that. So I'd get invited to these recording studios and I'd be able to watch the bands record. And sometimes like the bass player would have to play his thing like 20 times and I was surprised to know they recorded things in different, you know, different, whatever you call that, channels.
Yes.
And I that didn't end up materializing because I learned, I love to write and I lots of things happened towards that. But it was really interesting. That was one of the first things I liked doing. And then as I've grown, I think we do use those things that we are interested in as kind of like signals, right? It's like a yes signal.
That's so interesting. So I didn't know this musical side of you at all, that you, I love music. You know, I've emceed at the San Jose Jazz Summer Fest, and that was like heaven for me. All the music, right? You know, and I love to dance. I used to choreograph things, and my theme song is Janice Edwards, It's Showtime, It's Time to Shine. And I say everyone should have a theme song, right? Something that makes you get up and feel better and connect to that place. But I didn't know this about you, Erica. That's amazing. So is there anything in what you're doing now that connects you to music in that way, that, and also it speaks to the producer in you, that you wanted to be there and see behind the scenes, right? And
how right. Well, put together. It's funny you should ask me that, Janice, because all the clients I help my clients build their own podcasts, right?
Yes.
And they need to choose music. And so, and then we have to decide what seconds, how many seconds the music will play for the intros and the outros, right?
Right.
And so I actually do get to help produce. I mean, it's not in a big scale, but every time I have a client and they need music, I do help them choose their intro and outro. And then I listen to everything and kind of like help mix the podcast episodes.
Oh my gosh.
So like I did actually, I mean, if you think about, and that's one of my main sources of income is producing podcasts.
Wow. That's that's the whole thing, that connecting to that and your purpose. And that's probably why you're so good at it. It's like when we connect to those things, and that's, and sometimes for clients, I find that there've been long held dreams that have been pushed aside, but connecting and feeling authentically aligned is something that really is so helpful with that. I used to watch TV and write stories, and I think, what do I do when I grow up? And that's what I was doing in the newsroom. That's what you do when you're doing a talk show and helping people create their content and talking with people and extracting those things and shaping it into something.
Well, I think we should reminisce a little bit about your TV show, because I got to tell you, like, I have never had so much fun going on your show, and the camera crew,
yes,
were so kind and so supportive. Like, there'd be these guests that would come and they'd be really stiff and uncomfortable, and you would find ways to just like bring them out of their shell and get them to like loosen up and be more normal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, my show is in its 21st year now. I launched it on NBC Bay Area back in 2002. And so, and now we do things virtually. So we talk with people from all over the world, but I appreciate what you said, because that's something that's so important to me, is to have people on the team who are also kind and as well as talented. It makes such a difference.
You know, you just surround yourself with really good people, and basically everything else can take care of itself. I'm sorry, but it is that simple.
I know. It's so true. We just celebrated the Black Legend Silicon Valley Hall of Fame event. This was the 8th annual. I was inducted in 2019. And so I work with the production as well as being the co-host, and everyone is just has their heart in it. And that's the same thing with the shows that I do. I'm thinking about when we did a show celebrating our 20th anniversary last year, and I was looking at clips from different guests who'd been on, that was part of it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Rob Reiner and Kim Nally, who sings here, and Charleston Pierce was my first ever guest co-host, and different people. But that's
what was it like to interview The Rock?
Oh my god. It was so much fun. And that's on my YouTube channel too. It's one of my blasts from the past. At the time that I interviewed him, we talked about the fact that he'd spent some time in the Bay Area, and he was talking about a movie where he was the coach for some kids who had lost their way. And he was saying how he'd had that experience in his own life, that he had lost his way, and that he had people who grabbed him and said, look, you better shape up, because otherwise your future is not going to be bright. And he said that really helped get him on a path, but he was so much fun. I interviewed him twice, as a matter of fact. That's and so, he was always, you know, he has that
so good
bigger than life so personality, and it just comes through. So that was always a lot. Yes.
I could just
one of my greatest interviews was interviewing Oprah. That was for another show, but that was certainly a highlight as well.
Well, you better spill the tea about that.
Well, she was the thing that I remember most, and you can appreciate this as someone who does interviews. At one point, I asked her a question, and she paused and she said, "That's a really good question." And she took her time with the answer. And I felt like, oh, yes, you know,
like, oh my gosh, right? You're like, oh my gosh, like, I just got an attagirl from Oprah. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing when I'm working with people, just like with shaping your clients' podcasts, and I'm working with people to help them craft the messages and the content that they might use for podcast talks and things like that, or to have guests on my show. And it is that. It's that. And where does that come from? It comes from connecting in spirit, heart, and mind, feeling aligned. And even on those days when we're not feeling so aligned, having some go-to things that help us become present.
Well, you know, the one thing that is just coming through for me just so clearly in this interview, Janice, and again, everyone, if you missed it, talking to Janice Edwards, who's a local Bay Area television star, celebrity, I can say that. And one thing that I'm really hearing from you is that sense of kind of awe, like keeping that sense of like, oh my gosh, really, you know, like, it's not fake, because it's like there's a genuine, it's so genuine with you. And maybe just how do we keep that kind of space alive? It's almost like it's something that a young person has naturally, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Well, and you know, one of the things I do many times too with clients is also help them connect with their inner child, because the inner teenager, because are those times, right? Especially when, as a business mentor said to me, the world has sharp edges. And sometimes it's like adulting can feel like too much, right? So we have to look at what can we do, either in a small way or a bigger way, depending on our circumstances, to reconnect with the part within us that needs nurturing, maybe needs a nap, maybe needs something fun to do, blow bubbles, go to the park when it's not raining, or do something that really, or a lot of people talk about grounding, when you can at least walk on the earth instead of just cement, or take a moment or meditate.
Well, what that makes me bring up is something that I feel that I should brag about, because it's so hard to do that. And I was looking at how my kids watch vertical videos, right?
Yes.
And they swipe, right? They swipe all the time on their phones and they're watching television. They watch television on their phones. The TV in our house hasn't been turned on in a year. Like, they watch TV from their phones now, which we didn't really think that would happen that quickly. And I got the wild hair in January to create a brand new like video inspirational channel. I put it at Happiness Quotations on Facebook. It's Facebook Happiness Quotations, which, you know, is a brand I've had since 2009 or 10.
Awesome.
And I woke it up, and I just looked today, and I started February 28th, which if anyone's watching is less than a month ago. And it's got 57,000 engagements so far.
Wow. And that's
like
organic.
Erica, it's all organic, and I actually like advertising. I don't mind advertising. I think it's important when you have a brand that you want to grow that you advertise, I think it's actually good. But no, this is 100% organic just because I can't keep up with it.
But Erica, that speaks to who you are and the fact that you touch people's hearts and minds with what you're doing, and to provide an opportunity to connect to happiness in the midst of so many challenges is such a gift.
Yeah. And really, like, my kids don't own TikTok. Like, I can have stuff, the stuff that I put on is all G-rated. Anybody can watch it. You're not going to get like scared and see someone's, you know, whole body naked or something, right? Like, well, no, like I was like, because I might turn on TikTok for 5 seconds and I'm scared of what my eyes might see that I cannot unsee.
It's interesting because I was talking with a friend about the dresses at the Academy Awards, and I went to the Academy Awards 1 year, and I'll never forget that because I was sitting in the upper seats years ago. And the guy next to me said, one day you're going to tell people. I went to the Academy Awards and I was sitting next to this guy named George Lopez, who became a famous comedian.
Oh yeah, he sure did.
Right. He certainly
he's funny.
Did. Exactly. He's very funny. But, you know, and people were talking about Lady Gaga's dress and the different things. And so it definitely is good to know if you're not prepared for a lot of things that there's the safe place for your happiness quotations on TikTok, no matter what you,
you know, they say like Semper Fi, I say Semper G.
I love it.
You know, like I feel like as we keep being light, as we keep like growing and nurturing things that are light and keep like finding our way in the light, then we'll be shown other ways we can help on the planet. You know, Janice, you are so much fun to interview. I feel like we could just talk forever, but why don't you share with us kind of like, if someone did want to work with you, what are the steps they would take? Like how does that work and what would that look like?
Oh, and thank you so much. It's so wonderful to talk with you, Erica, and I appreciate that. Well, I invite people to reach out to CARE, that's care, at thejaniceedwards.com. And then that way, my team and I can connect and find out what your needs are. So there are so many ways in which we can support, from doing social media deep dive to see what are the messages that you want to do, that to communicate, to strategic communications, to gathering information, testimonials for the book, to possibly being interviewed for as an expert in other areas, or even being a guest on my show. So that's the best way, CARE at thejaniceedwards.com. And on my website, thejaniceedwards.com, there's a free gift to download, which is the 5 keys that I mentioned.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming. It's just been wonderful. And you'll just have to come back again next year.
I would love to do that, and continued success, my dear, with all that you're doing. Thank you for bringing so much happiness to our world.
Oh, thank you.